Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you'll want to keep that number handy because we'll be giving away four sandwiches or four salads in our second segment today. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is leadership. Each of my guests will discuss leadership, whether it's in city government or in technology. My first guest is a challenger for the Ventura City Council. He's been an advocate and a watchdog at Ventura City Hall for 20 years. We'll discuss the challenges he sees facing Ventura and his platform to address those challenges. My second guest is a thought leader in the field of management and technology. We'll discuss why self-leadership is a prerequisite in general leadership. My third guest is a professor at Illinois Institute of Technology's Stewart School of Business. We'll discuss Apple's future after Steve Jobs. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. The City Council candidate interviews are brought to you by Halter and Encinas Landscaping. Opening up on Saturday, November the 19th, they'll be opening Villa Tosca Garden Center at 2057 East Thompson Boulevard. That's located at the intersection of Thompson and Catalina in Ventura. Contact them for your gardening and landscaping needs at 805-701-2486. Remember, get a 15% discount on all purchases between now and the end of the year at Villa Tosca Garden Center. Let me explain the format for the candidate interviews. All council candidates were invited to participate. 9 of the 11 candidates agreed to the interview. Martin Armstrong declined the interview, and Ed Alamillo did not respond to my request despite repeated reminders to do so. The candidates will be asked the same set of questions, and the candidates were given those questions in advance of the interview. My guest today, Brian Lee Rencher, became an expert in most aspects of Ventura's operations, finances, laws, and processes by attending City Council and various other committee meetings over the past 20 years. Brian is highly degreed, having earned an MBA in executive management, 2 BS degrees, one in finance, one in marketing, 2 AS degrees, one in management, one in real estate sales, and an AA degree in liberal arts and sciences. He's been a Ventura resident for the past 29 years. Welcome to the show, Brian. How are you today?
Thank you for inviting me, and welcome listeners.
Yeah, well, thank you for being our guest here, and let's dive right into it, shall we? What draws you to civic service here in Santa Barbara, to be part of the City Council?
Well, I was raised by World War II veterans, and civic duty was very, very important to them, and they instilled this importance into me that our community is made up of people, and people make the community. And in the Boy Scouts, they taught us to pack it in and pack it out, but they also told us that we need to make things better had we come, and I believe that Ventura is much better that I'd come than if I hadn't.
All right. Well, that makes sense. So you've got a history of civic duty in the family. I think that's great. I want to get into some of the specifics about your platform, if I can, Brian, and talk to you about something that's on everybody's minds right now, and that's jobs. What do you plan to do to attract and retain more jobs to Ventura?
Well, the most important thing is to remember in the short term, we've been hamstrung by a number of decisions that have been made at City Hall. We do have tourism as one of the mechanisms that we can use. But in the long term, we need to capture the high-tech, high-wage industries. These jobs pay anywhere from $70,000 to $85,000 a year on average, and they involve science. And so Camarillo has done it. Thousand Oaks has done it. It's time for us to get on the ball and do it, too, because we need to compete with the Germans, the Japanese, the Chinese on a world market, We need a world-class economy here in Ventura. It's going to take us years, but I believe we can do it.
All right. Well, now, there are two parts to that answer, so let's address the short-term first. You say short-term, we're hamstrung by some city hall decisions. Specifically, what decisions are hamstringing us today?
Well, one of the things that they've done is they have failed to create synergy in the jobs market. They've focused, like I said, on tourism, which is a low-wage thing, yet they failed to recruit high-paying jobs. And they've let companies like Kinko's, Texaco, and even the Ventura County Star leave the city because of the planning practices and policies that they have for businesses at City Hall. We need to become more business-friendly at City Hall. We need to show these businesses why they need to come here. We need to roll out the red carpet and get them here, because if we can get them here, we can make more money. You know, in economics, you have land, labor, capital, and entrepreneurialism. We have the labor. We have the land. If we can get the entrepreneurs to come here, they will bring the capital. And to do that, we need a proper housing market. We need executive housing. We need worker housing. We need a mix of housing. They failed to create a full mix of housing. They've done a lot of single-family detached, but they neglected apartments, condominiums, and executive housing. You need an entire mix to build an entire economy.
Wow, there's a lot in that answer. It's sort of like drinking from a fire hose. But I want to come back to specifically over the next 4 years what you can do to help bring in some of these high-paying, high-tech jobs that you're referring to.
Well, the first thing we need to do is a survey of our working folk, find out what skills they have. Then we need to look at our land and find out where we can put these businesses. Then we need to attractively recruit businesses that have staying power, sustainability at the level of income that we want, and then aggressively approach these people and sell ourselves and why they would want to come to Ventura. If we can bring these people here, they will bring their capital, and with their capital will come building and jobs. And with the jobs, then you'll be able to have your local pizza parlors. You'll be able to have your stationery stores. You'll be able to have your mom-and-pop plumbing store. Because you have to have a high-earning group that create the middle group that support the lower group. And we really lack the high-wage jobs. We need those.
All right. Well, let's come back to some of the answers that you gave. Survey the current skills. That's great. Figure out the land use, where we can do that. And then recruit businesses. How do you plan to recruit businesses? From where will the money come, Brian, to recruit those businesses?
Well, frankly, it doesn't take a lot of money to go out and ask people to come here. What you need is you need selling points. And that's why we need to do the survey. We need to show these people why it makes more business sense for them to locate in Ventura than to locate in, say, Albuquerque, Atlanta, Little Rock, wherever. And so we haven't really actually targeted what industries that we can bring here, developed a plan to recruit them, or even actually gone out to recruit them. They're not, you know, it's kind of like eggs. They don't just fall in your basket. You have to reach under the hen and pull that egg out and stick it in your basket. That egg's not going to come out of the hen house and jump onto your skillet. You got to go collect it. You got to crack a few eggs. You want to make a nice omelet.
All right, a very good analogy there, reaching underneath the hen to get the eggs. You've already touched on housing as one of the limitations here. Something that you haven't touched on that many big businesses would be looking for is transportation. It's difficult to get in and out of here. We have no major airport. We have no real major train station or transportation in and out of here except for automobiles. How do you attract companies to come here when transportation is an issue?
Well, we're not going to get an international airport. That's all there is to it. As far as the trains, we do need to improve our train stations. The freeway is there. I don't really see transportation as a big of an issue as people are making it out to be. We have one of the few deep water ports in California here. We're not taking advantage of that port. That's our window to the world. We should use that port more. But the bottom line is that we've got to have all the elements, and I don't think that transportation is going to be one of our stronger elements, but there's really no way to overcome that. We can create local circulation. For instance, connecting Olivas, that'll help us in the short term by creating retail and jobs down around the auto center and attaching it to the port so the port can have jobs. And I'm talking about our own harbor here in Ventura, not the Port Hueneme. But I don't see any really short-term or even long-term ways to address this so-called transportation issue.
All right. My guest is Brian Lee Rencher. He is a Ventura City Council candidate coming up for election in November of this year. I want to stay on the theme of economics and talk about the other branch of the economy that you alluded to before that the City Council spent a lot of time on, and that is tourism. What steps would you take to increase or at least maintain the level of tourism that we have here in Ventura?
Well, you know, the Visitors and Convention Bureau has increased their marketing. I've put a lot of pressure on them over the years, and they've stepped up to the plate. But what we really need to do is we need to go to the places where the tourists are going, find out why they're going there, how long they're staying, how much money that they're spending. But more importantly, what is attracting them to that area? Then we look at those things that we have that can attract them, find out what elements that we're missing, fill in those gaps, and then aggressively target them in the market to show them that we have what they want to do. And we do have things to do here. We have sports. We have nature. We have arts. There's a lot of things that we can do here. But I don't think that we're actually finding out why people are going where they're going and then building what it is that they go to and then showing them that we have that and then aggressively trying to bring them here. And I keep saying the word aggressive. I've watched our people in leadership, if you want to use that term since that's the subject matter, sitting on their hands. But once again, they're not running towards the end zone. They're not stretching out for the football. You're not going to get a touchdown unless you go that extra yard. And they're not going that extra yard. We need to start doing it.
All right. Now, embedded in their answer were all sorts of good nuggets of gold. I want to mine some of those nuggets of gold with you. You say go out and do a survey of what other areas appeal to tourists. Now, where's the money going to come from for that survey?
Well, the money itself can come from the Visitors Convention Bureau. The city could transfer some of its transient occupancy tax money over there. You know, you got to spend money to make money. You have to invest. You have to invest wisely. I don't think that we're investing wisely. I think that most of the money that we're using right now could be better used, but we might have to supplement it with some of that TOT. Recently, one of the things that was done well is that they allowed the various hotels to take 1.5% above for a tax to start marketing. We can dovetail into that. Maybe we can direct them to work with us and send some of that money back to help us help them. There are ways of doing this, mostly with the money that we have, but there probably would have to be some supplements to bring in the professionals to actually get what we need to know to do what we need to do.
All right. My guest is Brian Lee Rencher. He's a candidate for Ventura City Council. If we're going to readjust our monies and where we spend our monies today from the bed taxes or from whatever other sources the money comes from, what do you then shortchange in order to get more money to do the marketing of tourism that you were talking about?
Well, frankly, I think that our city has been doing a little too much planning in a market to where we don't need to do these big plans. The West Side plan is almost $1 million. Yet if a developer comes in, you can just as easily look at their parcel and you can redo the land use, you can rezone it, you can evaluate it in some isolation on a case-by-case basis. But spending $1 million to plan for something that's not likely to be built in the short term, we could easily redirect that money to things that can get us revenue in the short term, such as tourism.
All right, that's very good. My guest is Brian Lee Rencher. Brian, let's talk about growth and development, because that's underlying everything that we've been talking about in the economic discussion. What is your position on growth and development in Ventura? I mean, how can we maintain the family-oriented lifestyle that we have here if there isn't adequate housing, affordable housing for young people?
Well, yeah, that's a really good question. You know, during the 90s, we spent almost 11 years building only single-family detached, and we weren't building apartments, condominiums. As a matter of fact, you may have heard the term executive housing. I'm the one that coined that phrase. Former council member Sandy Smith picked it up, and so now we're hearing this term executive housing. You need an entire housing mix. What I did during the 90s is I put pressure through the residential growth management program to start getting us more condominiums, to get us more apartments. I have put a lot of effort in trying to get the executive housing, but people keep shooting it down for one reason or another. And if we don't get that executive housing, if we don't get that worker housing, we're not going to have a whole economy, because you have to have housing for all levels of workers, whether the lowest paid or the highest paid. Everybody needs a housing that's appropriate to their income level. We're not doing that. We've been building way too much single-family detached homes.
All right. Now, you say that you've been shot down in your prior attempts to get executive housing, a term that you coined. Talk to me, what are some of the reasons that you've been given that they have not developed executive housing?
Well, apparently the environmentalists seem to think that they own land that they don't own, and they've been putting a lot of political pressure on the council to exclude areas where these people would want to live. I mean, they're going to want a lot of acreage. They're going to want to own horses. They're going to want to have big houses. They're going to want to have some privacy. That's just the nature of these people. It's the way they are. They work hard. They want to spend their money on things that they like, and apparently they like these things. And so we've looked at the bluffs above Harbor Boulevard. We've looked at the potential expansion areas out towards Kimball. We've also looked in Kenyatta Larga. But it seems like every time that we come forward with an area that's developable for this type of housing and other types of housing, the so-called environmentalists step in there and say, well, we just can't build anywhere. I believe in being a sound environmentalist, but not to the point to where we're killing our economy and the future of our city and forcing our kids to leave. That's just, to me, not responsible.
All right. My guest is Brian Lee Rencher. He's a candidate for the Ventura City Council. Brian, let's take another tack, because just recently a lawsuit was filed by the Freenies against the city council members. They allege that the city council misled them on about a senior housing project that they're building out on the east side. Now, I'm not going to ask you to comment on the lawsuit, because that would be inappropriate here. I want you to comment on the process. This is the Freenies put the plans through the Design Review Committee. They put the plans through the Planning Commission. At both levels, they went back for numerous rewrites, redos of the plan, but eventually passed both of those hurdles. Then the project was stopped after a few local vocal dissidents said that this project was not good. They stopped the project. The city council agreed with those dissidents, and now the project is on hold. The Freenies are going to have to spend more money, resubmit their plans once again. My question to you is about the process. How can a senior living development, which is something that is good for our community, go through all of those processes, go through numerous revampings with the Planning and Review Commission, also the Planning Commission itself, and then get shot down by a few local dissidents?
Well, you know, we just got done talking about housing, and senior housing is another element that we were lacking in. And all of our city policies say that we're supposed to do these things. We're supposed to have an appropriate housing mix. It's in our housing element. We're supposed to do infill. That was infill. I was at the DRC meeting when they first were proposed. I had some objections on the massing towards the residential and the fact that Ivy was open. I said I wasn't going to let pass muster until that changed. The public said that, and many members of the DRC said that. So they went back for a rewrite. They closed down the Ivy access. They moved the massing back. They even lost a few units, which, hell, you know, it doesn't pencil out as well for them, but they still thought that they could make money, so they came back. They were told to make further refinements, so they went back to their architect again. They came forward after a number of iterations of this. The DRC signed off. I signed off on the second hearing. I was happy. They satisfied me. They went to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission looked at the council's policies, found out that it met the council's policies, the community's policies. They said this is good to go. But what happened was some neighbors, they liked their little quiet back area. They don't want to move forward themselves. They don't want the community to move forward, apparently. They organized, and apparently, my opinion is that council is gutless. They're afraid of losing 30 to 40 votes, and so they sacrificed the Freenies, they sacrificed our policies, they sacrificed sound economic judgment, they sacrificed our seniors' need for housing just so they could stay on the council. And that's why the incumbents should not be returned, as one of many reasons, because they're not following their own policies, and they're making decisions that are detrimental to all segments of the community. Even though, it wasn't the first time. When they had the transitional housing proposed on Day Road, it met all the criteria. A few people on the other side of the bracket said, oh, we don't want that there. And they canceled that, even though it met all of our needs and policy and all the hearings. So basically it's boiling down to that they're afraid of having people not vote for them. And they're making poor decisions.
My guest is Brian Lee Rencher. He's a candidate for Ventura City Council. Brian, if people like what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your platform, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, you might want to go to the city's website. Look at, they do streaming video. You can look back at council meetings, Planning Commission, Design Review. Those are televised. You can watch me on your computer. I'm really not a rich candidate. I don't have all the fancy bells and whistles of the other candidates. I guess I'm a little too busy working for the people to do all the campaign stuff. But if you want to actually see me actually helping the people by being there, you can see me in action by going to the city's website and watching the videos. You can hear everything I have to say. Look at everything that I do. I'm straight up. I'm there. I'm doing a good job.
My guest has been Brian Lee Rencher, candidate for Ventura City Council. Brian, thank you so much for coming into the studio and being my guest today. We'll talk to you down the road.
Well, I thank you very much. I can see why they call you Bill the Brain.